Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out. Because I want to be a
cowboy, baby. I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Aw, hell yeah. Let's do this.
Ground control, Metal Cowboy, you're cleared for takeoff.
Your fearless front man, the Metal Cowboy, reporting for duty. Welcome, and thanks for letting me into your ears for the next solid hour of rock and talk. My special guest this week, Stacy Lane Wilson, and this girl has got it going on, best-selling author of the new book, Rock Tales. That's T-A-I-L-S, Rock Tales, rhymes with cocktails, and that's what it's all about. Basically, a book of recipes for rock-themed beverages, and Stacy has included our rocktail of choice. It's called The Right to Rock on the Rocks, and it's on page 99. There's more to Stacy than that. She's also an award-winning filmmaker. She hosts an excellent podcast called Rock and Roll Nightmares, and we'll dive deep into all this stuff with Stacy in this week's interview segment. As always, lots of great new music on deck, fresh cuts from Extreme, Winger, Native Sons, Freakstorm, and some classics in the home stretch from Priest, Wasp, Cinderella, and more. So grab something and hold on. It's great to be back home in the bunker here at the studio office of RFK Media after my road adventures to Nashville and back twice in the last several weeks for the Rockin' Pod Expo and Keel Fest 2. If you were there, thank you, and I hope you enjoyed it. I confess, I didn't have time to enjoy it, and even my time on stage was pretty stressful for a number of reasons, which usually isn't the case. Normally, center stage is my comfort zone, where I can be who I am and do what I love. That was not the case in Nashville, and my only hope now is that you that attended the show are glad you were there. Will there be a Keelfest 3 after 40 years in this business, I've learned to never say never. Many of you have been with me for that entire ride, and I appreciate that. All I can promise you is that I'm going to keep the wheels turning, doing the only thing I really know how to do, and that's entertaining people and hoping that someone is listening and enjoying it. It's all about the music. So let's shift this into high gear with an incredible new song from Extreme, Rise, on the Streets of Rock and Roll.
Straight to the top. I'm gonna raise you up. They rip you apart. I'm gonna lift you up.
Hey, this is Skip Winger. He's the rock and roll outlaw. Ron Keel is on now, bitch.
New from Winger, Proud Desperado. Kip Winger, he's been a good friend of mine for the past 20 years, and I'm dying to make this announcement. It's supposed to happen this week. Hold on, let me check my email. Let me see if we can talk about this yet. Nope, the deal is not done yet, so I can't say anything about the September tour with Winger and Ron Keel. Okay, I ain't saying shit. Follow me on social media at Ron Keel and get on the mailing list at ronkeel.com. And if you really want to be a part of the inner circle, join us at patreon.com/Ron Keel. We are family, and those people get the dirt, the diamonds, the rust, the rock. Everything I do goes on Patreon at patreon.com/Ron Keel. Nice to see my friend Ashton Blake from Native Sons at Rockin' Pod. I have not yet heard his new album, Shadowhead. Let's check out a track together. Get this at Native Sons Rocks. streetsofrockandroll.com and right now on the Streets of Rock and Roll.
This is Ashton Blake from Native Sons, and you're listening to the Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
Catching feels from the inside, ruining your life. Don't let yourself get in the way. It's just another day.
Just another day on the Streets of Rock and Roll, Native Sons. Before that, brand new music from Winger and Extreme. Lots more music around the bend and my exclusive interview with best-selling author of Rock Tales, Stacey Lane Wilson, right after this.
Retroactive. 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 The coolest stores on the planet. Music, merch, and memorabilia. From the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Located at Broadway on the Beach in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Visit shopretroactive.com.
New rock is on the horizon from RFK Media. Live the Rock, Volume 1. 15 songs we love from artists we believe in. Featuring RFK Media recording artists, The Fifth, Crashing Wayward, Ron Keel Band, also Pamela Moore, D.B. Bryant, Deirdre, Zam Trip, In Theory, Dogbone featuring Brian Jay and Dwayne Miller from Keel, from Australia, Sisters Doll, from Germany, Snakebite, from Brazil, Night Stinger, and special guest from Dead Metal Show, Don Jameson, and the new single from RFK All-Stars, American Thunder. Pre-order your copy of Live the Rock now at Live.
This is Stacey Lane Wilson on the Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
I'll take my right to rock on the rocks, shaken, stirred. I don't care. You can find the drink recipe for the right to rock on the rocks, along with 101 other exotic rock-themed concoctions in this new book, Rock Tales. Stacey Lane Wilson is an award-winning author, journalist, and filmmaker specializing in rock music history. And this week, she's cruising down the streets of rock and roll with us. Welcome to the show, Stacey. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And congratulations on the release of this latest book. And thanks for including a Kiel cocktail. The Right to Rock on the Rocks is delicious. It's like a vodka sunrise. I actually had to go out and buy some grenadine, which sweetens it up a little bit. This is good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's there's some amazing drinks in the book.
Yeah, I certainly want to mention our mutual friend, Tammy Safran Stolman, for introducing us and creating the Right to Rock on the Rocks cocktail. Tammy, thank you. You rock.
Yeah, Tammy, she took an amazing photograph, I mean, with tequila vodka and the record, although I would never put a drink on one of your records, but it's all for the art's sake, right?
Exactly. I got a lot of feedback on that. The fans on Facebook, they could not believe, did somebody put a drink on the vinyl? I mean, they're outraged. They're outraged. And I said, well, it's Mark Ferrari's copy. Right? Mark's probably got a box full of those things in his closet. So
Mark's got a few. Yeah,
I'm sure he does.
One for the sake of a photograph.
Stacy, as a best-selling author, you've written fiction, nonfiction, your personal story, So L.A., a Hollywood memoir by the daughter of a rock star and a pinup model, and we'll get to talk about all that stuff in a minute, but what was the original inspiration to create this cookbook of cocktails?
Well, yeah, I thought it would be a fun thing to do for the holidays, for, you know, with Christmas and all that coming up, but then I was just going to kind of throw it together and put it out there, and it would be fun. But then as I started to delve into it, I really wanted to do it right with unique photographs and to bring more musicians on board. And so I really got into the project and wanted to make it just perfect. So that's why it came out a couple of months later. But that was the impetus, just to have a kind of a fun little side book to the other Rock and Roll Nightmares book series, because the books that are, there's three fiction books, and then there's two true stories, two true crime books, which are, you know, they can be a bit depressing, a bit scary, the horror fiction one. So I wanted to do something fun and light with the Rock Tales book. And also, it's just kind of a fun thing that almost anyone can read, because there's also mocktails in there. And a portion of the proceeds from all of my Rock and Roll Nightmares books goes to charity, the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. So I just thought this would be a great thing to have as an addendum to the other books.
It is indeed. And what a great cause. And thank you for contributing to that. And it's, you know, cocktails and rock and roll are never going out of style. This book will be the... Go ahead and start shopping for Christmas early, because you can pick this up now at Amazon and on Stacy's websites. We'll get to announce those here in a second, but I'm really, as we dived into this prep process for the interview, everything you do is fun and entertaining. Now, I have not gotten to read some of the fiction. I'm looking forward to sinking my eyeballs into Gory Days and some of the other stuff that you've done, but of course rock and roll and adult beverages go hand in hand. I noticed on the Amazon.com page for your memoir, it says Stacy Lane Wilson's is a story of triumph over a legacy of alcoholism, suicide, and Hollywood burnout. How do you reconcile that history, I guess, with the fact that you're pimping cocktails now in your book?
I grew up with, my mom. My parents divorced when I was very young. My mom was an alcoholic, and that was an extremely difficult childhood, to put it mildly, because in the 70s and the early 80s, alcoholism wasn't as, understood, I guess. I don't want to say acceptable, but understood, you know, so it was just a different time. But through that kind of adverse childhood, I emerged with an extremely dark sense of humor. So I think that's kind of why, you know, this book has some really crazy drink titles like Sweet Child O' Wine, Wasting Away on Margarita Bills, Mai Tai Sharona. So, you know, I think if there's something that's adverse, to make fun of it kind of brings it to light and makes it less scary. So, but that's also why I have mocktails in the book as well for those on the wagon or who have been to rehab.
Yeah, there's, I wanted to mention, there are some virgin drinks in the book as well, and some coffee drinks.
There are.
And so I'm all about the coffee whiskey combo myself. And all your work does have those clever titles. Not only do we have the recipes for these exotic cocktails or rocktails, you've got the creativity involved in creating the cocktail titles and spinning them around the song titles and the artists that inspired the drinks is brilliant. I'm speaking with Stacey Lane Wilson, author, podcast hostess, filmmaker, and all-around rocker. Let's get to that website, StaceyLaneWilson.com, spelled S-T-A-C-I, Lane, L-A-Y-N-E, StaceyLaneWilson.com, or just Google her. You can find all of her cool stuff. Her links are also going to be up on the radio show page at RonKeel.com for the whole week as well while this show is being broadcast. She has a series of books that we just talked about, fiction and nonfiction, called Rock and Roll Nightmares. Gory Days, as I mentioned, an alternate evil 80s where androids take the stage, a washed up rock star discovers the secret to time travel. I mean, it sounds awesome, Stacey.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I really enjoy the just delving into something that I really love, which is rock music. And I always have ever since I was a young kid, into the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, coming of age, of course, in the 80s on the Sunset Strip, saw Keel, many times. And
really?
Quiet Riot, and yeah, Guns N' Roses. So I'm into all that. And so as a writer, I wanted to find a way to do what I love to do and then also, make a living at something that I enjoy doing. So that's how Rock and Roll Nightmares came together. And it really is becoming a whole brand.
And the true stories, I'm also fascinated by those. Volume 1, Rock and Roll Nightmares, up-to-date, entertaining, shocking book that rounds up the tragic tales from the 60s to the present day. The 27 Club, suicides, bands beset by tragedy, all the crazy, wild, unexplained stuff. And I can't wait to sink my teeth into that on my next long airplane flight.
Well, somehow Keel managed to find their way out of the books. There's no stories about Keel in there, so either you've been very, very good boy, or you've been very, very smart and haven't been caught.
Well, I've been extremely fortunate. I've been very lucky, and that really is one of those factors that's out of my control. I can work my ass off, but I have been lucky. I think if I had been able to join the 27 Club, I'd be a lot richer and famouser, or at least my heirs would be a lot richer now if I had been a member of the 27 Club. But, man, I'm still going strong, and so are you. All this in your memoir, So L.A., a Hollywood memoir by the daughter of a rock star and a pinup model. Now, still, I don't know who your father is or who your mom was, if you want to talk about that, but you did not drop any names, just the daughter of a rock star and a pinup model. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
It's in the book. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Well, my dad is Don Wilson from The Ventures, one of the first guitar bands to really hit it big in the 60s with songs like Walk, Don't Run, oh, yeah. Hawaii 5-0. Yeah, surf rock is what they're known for. But they were going strong for 60 years. My dad never missed a tour, 60 years. He passed away last year. Wow. But so that was a really interesting childhood because I got to go to a lot of really cool concerts with my dad. And, like I said, my parents divorced when I was young, but he was always in my life. And then my mom, yeah, she was a pinup model in the 60s, and she was on many magazine cover, and she did a lot of cute pinup stuff like Betty Page, that sort of thing. So, yeah, and then just interesting childhood growing up in Los Angeles in the San Fernando Valley. I had ponies in the backyard, and I could ride my pony up to, the Pop and Taco on Ventura Boulevard and go through the drive-thru. I mean, it's kind of an interesting transitional time, the 70s and the 80s, from going to sort of almost a picturesque rural lifestyle with the pony in the backyard, but then also the Sunset Strip just glittering a few miles away and, blur of that.
Wow, what a great combination of your creativity, which is obviously genetic, and the way to spin that into words and movies. Let's get to the movies. I'm interested to watch this Second Age of Aquarius. You describe this as a rock and roll sci-fi comedy?
Yes, it is. Yes, I co-wrote it with my writing partner, Darren Gordon Smith. He wrote Repo, the Genetic Opera, which is a sci-fi horror musical that Rolling Stone actually singled out as one of the top 25 cult films of all time. And he and I have very similar sensibilities and a dark sense of humor. In fact, he came up with a lot of the drink names for Rocktails. But he and I had this idea to develop one of our short stories into a feature film. And, you know, sort of the elevator pitch is Weird Science meets Oliver Stone's The Doors. So it's about a rock star who died at the age of 27 in 1970. He was electrocuted on stage, but his spirit or essence has been sort of in the ether ever since, floating around, and he's brought back to life in modern times by a computer programmer who's a fan of his. And so it's kind of this odd couple thing inside the apartment with the programmer, who's a beautiful young lady, and this randy rock star from 1970 who has a lot of catching up to do with the politically correct world of today. So it's a lot of fun.
Wow.
And it's also original music that Darren wrote, and it you know, really sounds like it came from 1969, 1970.
The Rocktails in the book are as diverse as some of the artists that inspired them. Stacy, does that reflect your personal taste in music as well? What do you really gravitate to? What do you like to listen to?
Well, I listen to a lot of different kinds of, it's usually guitar-based rock, though. But, you know, like, for instance, I remember posting on Facebook one day about kind of like how it's funny that one day I was listening to the twin guitar attack of Judas Priest, and then I segued in the afternoon to the twin guitar attack of Glenn Campbell and oh gosh, who was it that was on the show? My goodness, I'm drawing a blank. Jimmy Webb.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was, you know, so it's two acoustic guitars from two, you know, blazing electric guitars. So I appreciate music of all kinds. But one of the best days of my life ever was when I was working as an entertainment reporter, and I got to interview my two very, very favorite guitarists of all time, which was Jack White and Jimmy Page for the movie It Might Get Loud.
Wow. I'd seen that,
yeah,
you interviewed.
I mean, that was just like
some big names,
yeah.
Jimmy Page and John Fogerty, Gene Simmons. I mean, you have certainly had some great conversations with rock royalty. On your other website, rockandrollnightmares.com, there's some hyphens in there, rock-n-roll-nightmares.com. You offer some interesting musical suggestions. I have some FM and AM affiliate stations broadcasting this show, so I don't know if I can get away with playing The Cox on this show.
That is my favorite current LA band. I just love them.
Man, I busted a gut. I had to listen to it, you know, and I was, I almost said, when we started the interview, I almost said, cockbook. It's a cookbook, a rock and roll cocktail cookbook. I almost said cockbook, but I didn't. But yeah, I enjoyed sampling some of your favorite music, and the websites are as entertaining as the conversation has been. And the movie, I can't wait to see movies and read the rest of the books, the fiction, the nonfiction. My deep dive into Stacy Lane Wilson has just begun. We have a lot of people listening to the show, but I can guarantee you have at least one new fan, and that's the host, Ron Keel. Man, I really enjoyed this process and enjoyed the conversation, and I just subscribed to the podcast. I think everybody should do that. Visit StacyLaneWilson.com. That's STACI, Stacy Lane, LAYNE, StacyLaneWilson.com, and RockAndRollNightmares.com. She's not hard to find online. She does not keep a low profile. Stacy Lane Wilson, very nice to meet you, and thanks again for coming on the show.
Great. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
For the complete, unedited versions of the interviews you hear on the Streets of Rock and Roll, subscribe to the podcast, RonKeelPodcast.com. Do you believe in aliens? I do. Alien and Company, my go-to tattoo shop in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Alien and Company.
online at alienandco.com. 738 South 1st Avenue, right near downtown Sioux Falls. Call 605-338-6702. They have Ron Keel Band music and merch in stock, and the tattoo artists are out of this world. Alien and Company. alienandco.com. Tell them the Metal Cowboy sent you. I'm not saying... Storm from Germany. Just got that this morning from their promotion team. I liked it. Now it's on the radio worldwide on KRFKradio.com and all our awesome affiliate stations. Find those links and show times on the radio show page at ronkeel.com. Shifting gears from new music to the classics, the rest of the show is Ladies' Choice, all requested by my special guest, Stacey Lane Wilson. And what a great choice this is. The Judas Priest album, Stained Class, changed my life when it came out in 1978. And this track, Better By You, Better Than Me, was the catalyst for that legendary lawsuit against Priest for backwards masking, which Stacey writes about in Rock and Roll Nightmares, True Stories, Volume 2, available on her website, StaceyLaneWilson.com. I'll spell it again for you. Stacey, S-T-A-C-I, Lane, L-A-Y-N-E, Wilson.com. This band and this song were in my Hall of Fame and in the cassette deck of my 1972 Chevy. I love this stuff. The mighty Judas Priest on the Streets of Rock and Roll.
There. This is Blackie Lawless from Wasp, and you're listening to The Streets of Rock and Roll with Ron Keel.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Fred Corey from Cinderella, and you're listening to Streets of Rock and Roll with my good, 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 good dear friend, Ron Keel.
Now get it.
some cool classics in this final segment from Judas Priest, Wasp, and Cinderella by request from my special guest, Stacy Lane Wilson, author of Rock Tales. Cheers, Stacy. Thanks again for coming on the show. Just like that, another edition of the Streets of Rock and Roll disappears in a cloud of dust in the rearview mirror. Thank you for running shotgun. Find me online at ronkeel.com and on all social media platforms at Ron Keel. Of course, join the inner circle at patreon.com/Ron Keel. Next week on the show, Biff Byford from Saxon. Can't wait for that. Great new music and a great discussion with frontman Biff Byford from Saxon. Until then, you are my people. I'm your fearless frontman, and it's always a blast, a pleasure, an honor, and a thrill entertaining you. Live the rock, Sheldon!